Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I was actually in the back, so I didn't get to hear it, but I'm assuming that they were talking about advice for Bill. Were you able to hear the end of this show? They were talking about advice for Chris Mueller about what to do in the room for while his wife is giving birth.
I heard the beginning segment, but not the whole thing.
Is that what they were talking about?
Yeah.
Because they asked me what my advice was, I've been through it three times, I've been through it three times, but here's the thing, I didn't make it through any of the times. I fainted, so I can't, my advice is if you're squeamish like I am, you probably don't want to watch, it is an incredible miracle, and it is something that is really kind of interesting. It's hard to explain if you've never been in the room, but it's just like, there's all this yelling and screaming and, grunting and all this other stuff, and people running in and out of the room, doctors and nurses and, physicians' assistants and all the whatever. And the next thing you know, there's this baby. It's just... it's a tremendous thing though. And I'm, obviously a great day for the Muellers whenever, it actually does take place. But in terms of advice, I'd have to say, I really, really struggle to give advice simply because, I didn't quite make it all the way through. And but again, I've got a really weak stomach. I don't like whenever I'm watching something and there's blood, anything that's just too gory or whatever, or if, like, I'm watching a football game and a guy, has one of those really bad broken legs or something, I can't watch it. I get lightheaded when I see stuff like that. So it is a miracle, the miracle of childbirth, and it is it's really a special, special day, and especially since it's their first one. But boy, it's just, I just know that both times I woke up on the couch or whatever it is right next to, it's not a couch, one of those lounge chairs right next to the bed, and there was a baby crying in the room. That's what I kind of remember. So anyway, that's my advice to Chris, though, is just enjoy it. Enjoy your children, because you know what? You're going to close your eyes, and you're going to open them, and you're going to be, like me, and you're going to say, wait a minute. I got one that's getting ready to graduate from college. Another one that's a year away from graduating from college. And another one, my youngest, is a sophomore in college already. Like, in two more years, my kids are going to be, in the real world, all three of them. And whatever, six of them. But the dynamics are what they are. Anyway, we've got... already one of them is in the real world, and in the next 2 years, the other, four of the other ones will be there too. So my advice to Chris or any new young parent is simple. Enjoy your kids. I didn't make it very well through the actual birthing of them. It's just, again, I get squeamish about stuff like that, but... So I can't give you much advice about how to survive it, because I really didn't survive it very well. But that being said, I can give you advice. Enjoy your kids. Enjoy your time with your kids. And enjoy them growing up. And don't try and, you know, rush them through or make them, grow, mature prematurely. Let them be kids. And enjoy that time, because they're not going to be kids forever. And you're going to be, you know, someone like me sitting here thinking about the fact that, my kids are all spread out right now and I don't get to see them very often and they're involved in their own lives and all that other stuff. It's like some days I say, well, I'd really love to go back to when they were about fourth and fifth grade. And, you know, I had a captive audience and all that stuff. So that's my advice to young new parents like Chris Mueller. Enjoy your kids and enjoy your time with kids, because it is going to fly. And when I say fly, I mean fly past. I cannot believe, for instance, that Elijah is a senior already in college. Cannot believe that last week was his last game, you know, his last home game as a member of the Pitt Panthers. I mean, he's got this week, next week, for their sake, you hope that they win and get to Charlotte and then, you know, a bowl game. He's got four games left in his career pretty much. That's it. And it's like, man, yesterday we were just watching him play at Carson Middle School. So enjoy your kids. I don't mean to minimize the actual birth part of it, but, you know, it's sort of like your wedding day. You know, your wedding day is supposed to be the greatest day of your life or whatever, but the bottom line is it goes past so quick. It's just a blip on the radar, really. It's every day after that, your relationship after that, the enjoyment that you have in being married. Well, some people. But my point is, it's the same thing with childbirth. It's a special day. And, it's a special, special day in a lot of ways. But the reality is, I think when you put it in perspective, it's only one real small, tiny day. The real fun comes every single day after that, when you get to spend time with your child and get to watch him grow up and first words, first steps, you know, first little league game, first chorus concert, you know, first day of school, all that stuff. That's when it, you know, and that's just every single day type of thing. Anyway, we're not going to talk about childbirth for the rest of our show, but I figured, you know, that was what Chris Mueller was talking about. And so therefore, Chris Mueller and them were asking for advice, and there's mine. We're going to talk some Steelers early on. We've got some college football writers coming up. And then, of course, we've got picks with Kevin Reitmeyer later. But that's all coming up on the Paul Zeiss Show on 93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.